Okay, so this is the Brainbuster Online podcast, and yes, you are not mistaken, you are hearing my wonderful voice. The sensation that swept the nation as part of the Leechburg Radio Show is back, and this time, I have a new co-host. Let me introduce to you, Eric Lucas.
Well, thank you.
Eric is kind enough to be my first guest host for what we have not really titled yet, but we're just going to go with it, call it the Brainbuster Online, whatever, what have you. A lot of news and a lot of bullshit. We're just going to get down to the nitty-gritty. I want to thank Jason Shaw, first of all, for lending us the equipment, the amazing producer that he always has been. So, shout out to you there, little man. And now, on to business. Each time that you hear my wonderful voice, we are going to have a different theme to each podcast, something that we didn't do last time around. This time, I guess the theme will be comic books, but not necessarily comic books. Anything comic book related. Frankly, we tried to find other news, but there ain't shit.
Yeah, there's nothing interesting going on right now in the world.
So, we have quite a bit of comic book stuff we're going to talk about, and I'm going to bitch about Bruce Jenner, so I'm going to fit that in somewhere. But a couple weeks ago when we wanted to start this, we were actually going to center it around the recent Joker photo that was released, and in the time since, it has been debunked, essentially. What it was, David Ayer said that it wasn't the real look of the Joker, and here I was set to defend it, and I kind of looked like an idiot.
No. It definitely seemed like an interesting concept if they were trying to go back to the, 1930s era. Compared to all the other Jokers, I feel it's kind of weak.
Yeah, it was overall weak as a Joker, but I thought that they had a really nice throwback to The Man Who Grins, which is what inspired the Joker, because, I mean, essentially Bob Kane was just a fucking con artist and ripped every idea off possible, and even his original concept of Batman looks nothing like the image that we know of Batman, and that's because he ripped off an artist, and I just, it's well publicized how much I really dislike Bob Kane, but...
So he was Hollywood before Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I don't know if he was Jewish or not, but he certainly acted. I mean, most, like Hollywood, comic books were founded by Jews. But I mean, other than some of the questionable tattoos, I mean, I kind of dug the overall look. And in comparison to what we actually know the Suicide Squad looks like now, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's definitely better compared to Will Smith as Deadshot. Why they let him be Deadshot? I'm fine with a black person being Deadshot, but Will Smith, supposed to be one of the best actors of our time, so he's got too much pull in that movie, and it's just going to be terrible.
Did you say Will Smith was one of the best actors of our time?
In my opinion, yes.
In your opinion. So that's actually something you think.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
He was. Before After Earth, when he decided to include his son in his shit.
So you actually... See, I'm not a fan of Will Smith. I like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I like early Will Smith.
Yeah, that was a good
show. But I think Will Smith, essentially, in his need to be the leading man, kind of destroyed all of what I liked about Will Smith. I guess you can say this about a lot of people, but he just eventually started remaking the same movie with different science fiction plots. You know, he's like the Black Christ here to save the world.
I just want to say a comparison. He's the Black Tom Cruise.
Black Tom Cruise. I mean, see, I was actually going to go with Tom Cruise, but I like Tom Cruise. Crazy Scientologist and all. And
I think he would make a better Deadshot.
A better Deadshot? Well,
than Will Smith.
I don't know. He is only about 4 foot tall. I mean, we can sit here and fantasy draft our own cast for this movie all night, but it doesn't change the fact that Will Smith is actually Deadshot, and
And just for one movie. It's going to fail.
Here's the thing. At first, I was very interested because he was offered Django. And he turned it down because Django wasn't the main character of the movie.
I am glad he turned Django down. Jamie Foxx, amazing.
Killed it. I actually had a very long-standing hatred of Jamie Foxx because he quit doing comedies and started to take on these dramatic roles and started to be a singer, you know. Just everything about his presence anywhere annoyed me. Until I watched Django, and I was like, okay, you won me back, Jamie Foxx. But while I was watching it, I couldn't help but wonder how that movie would have looked with Will Smith. And then this is when I started to actually really dislike Will Smith. Because every movie that he's in is essentially the same thing. You know, like I said, Black Christ. And with Will Smith comes sort of a clause. I'll call it the Will Smith clause, where he can just change your script however he feels necessary.
I know he has his own script writer, so like any movie he's involved with, his writer has to look over and change it to fit his personal style. That's all I really know about him.
See, I didn't even know that. Classic podcast. We have lots of fumbling in the background over stupidity. But he did an interview about Django and how he talked about Django was going to be an awesome movie. He just couldn't be in it because Will Smith couldn't be in a movie where he wasn't the main character. And clearly, until Will Smith signed on for the Suicide Squad, Deadshot wasn't going to be the main character. And I'm not saying that he is now. Maybe all of the failures that Will Smith has gone through over the last, probably, well, I'll call it a decade. He hasn't had a good movie in quite some time. The Pursuit of Happiness was
never watched it.
In spite of...
I liked Hancock. Just the take on a superhero who's
I hated it. I couldn't stand Hancock.
Okay, but instead of going on about his movies that we liked...
But he did this interview, and you know he talked about how he had to be the main character. And then Suicide Squad happens, and then you think, well, maybe Will Smith, he had some failures. He's ready to step down. He doesn't have to be the main character. He'll stop being a dick. And all reports indicate that the reason Tom Hardy left the movie was because of script changes made to please and suit Will Smith.
But I think Tom Hardy did... He appeared on something or explained something that wasn't the reason. We all know it is, but they don't want to admit it.
So I didn't even see anything about it. To me, I think Tom Hardy's kind of a soft-spoken guy. I don't really see that much of him in the media at all.
So, I don't think he'd make a good Deadshot, but another... Probably a good Captain Boomerang.
Well, Tom Hardy was set to play Flag.
I'm unfamiliar with this character, so I'm just going to keep him as Boomerang in my draft.
And interestingly enough, he's talking now that... I just saw an interview where he said he'd like to play the Punisher. And
yes, I just want to know.
As good as Tom Hardy is, I couldn't see him in that role. I don't want him as the Punisher.
I want Thomas Jane.
I live the Punisher, man. I love the Punisher, everything about it. He's my end-all, be-all comic book character. I have two tattoos on my body permanently dedicated to the Punisher.
Currently wearing a Punisher shirt, too.
Currently wearing... I didn't even realize. I have so many of them. So, I wouldn't buy him as a Punisher, and I think it would come off as too... Almost... Tom Hardy just doesn't have that grit, that Frank Castle grit about him. He would come off as, like, American Sniper-ish to me. Like, too realistic of a soldier.
I like how bulked up he was to play Bane. But even that bulked up, I can't see him as the Punisher at all. Because, as you said, he just seems too soft-spoken. I don't think he can pull off that serious of a role.
And he's a great actor, too. But, I mean, you know what else? I'm tired of seeing British people play comic book characters. All right,
they do make interesting villains. I will admit that.
It's just because there's not even anything really negative to say about their acting. They're all exceptional actors. That's why they're there.
It's the accent that makes them a good villain, though.
Well, I just hate British people so much. Because
I just like them too. But
I've had real life interactions with British people, and they're all assholes, and I hate every one of them, except like Russell Brand. Like the people that English people also hate, I'm cool with, like Russell Brand, and the Mighty Boosh cast. Like, they're all pretty awesome.
That was a pretty good show.
See, I'm glad you liked the Mighty Boosh.
I only watched a few episodes, but it was good.
I love it, man. I went through a Mighty Boosh phase, like everybody else should. Sidetracked ourselves there.
Yeah, that's gonna happen quite frequently.
British people. Yeah, I hate them. And then you have so many of them, like Christian Bale's Batman. So for like the last 10 years, we've had a British Batman.
Wasn't he? Is Welsh British?
He's Welsh. I mean, technically, I think it's.
A different, Scottish / Irish.
It's like a different state, but it's pretty much English.
They're all on that same island, so they all breed together. So we've no idea what the hell. And they're just going to be like, oh, you Americans are fucking stupid.
Yeah, well.
Probably are, so I don't care.
Well, they fucking live in the asshole of the earth, so it's okay. And now we have Superman, the quintessential American hero, is of British descent.
I'm fine with a Brit playing him, because it's about time that America stops trying to say, we're the best country in the world! So now we have a British person defending us. That's...
I don't know. But I'm going to punch my dog in the face if he continues to bark and interrupt my podcast. And now we have this new Spider-Man who's going to be British, and the dog is out here again. Christopher Nolan, British.
He didn't star in a movie. He made the movies. He didn't star as a character in them. He didn't even have a cameo.
No, but I just... British people annoy the shit out of me.
But you cannot deny that Tom Hiddleston as Loki was not a good villain.
Oh, man, here's about that. Like, when you're in Asgard, you need people with accents like that.
And it works even better because, I don't know, Chris Hemsworth, he's Australian, I do believe, but I felt a very Americanish vibe. Because I don't know, I didn't hear his accent as often, or I just wasn't paying attention because his voice is dreamy. But Tom Hiddleston, his accent was pretty thick, at least from my perspective. So the contrast was nice, and it helped further that he wasn't Thor's actual brother, just adopted.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. Really, if you look at all of the actors in Asgard, they're all pretty much British, other than Hemsworth, who's Australian. And they all are pretty much just speaking with their natural accents, which is cool, but you kind of bring up a good point that's also kind of contradictive. If their accents were so different, everybody's accents are different, though. Like, Loki...
I feel like you started saying one thing, and you were like, I'm just going to end up agreeing with him if I go this route, so I got to switch, and...
What I'm saying is, if Loki, if you go by his accent, and, I guess he's a frost giant, everybody else sounds a lot different than Hemsworth, too. Although, most people would say that Hemsworth is the weakest part of those films.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
At least when he's playing Thor. Like, when he was humanized Thor, I thought his acting was far better.
He's really just entertaining and pleasant to look at. No homo. Like, he's just...
He works hard for his image, man.
He looks like Thor, what I'm saying. So I kind of maybe get lost in his performance, and I don't see how negativity is, because they have so much comedy as well that really isn't indicative of that character. Other than in the cinematic universe. So, I don't know. But
British people suck. I do wonder who they're going to get to replace Thor.
Hopefully that's not going to happen. Ragnarok's
probably
going to
kill him or retire him in some way. So then, I don't know. I never actually read any of the actual Avengers comics. I read, like, guidelines and stuff that say who's kind of in it. But then I guess it's constantly switching, so...
I think Ragnarok will end with Thor still being played by Hemsworth. Ragnarok is...
Then maybe Loki will die.
I can't remember. Ragnarok... I can't remember the exact release date. I was actually just looking at that the other day. But I
heard they just pushed all the movies back by a year
or
two.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Yeah,
the addition of Spider-Man pushed a lot of stuff back. But with the Infinity War stuff, they'll need Thor.
Yeah, but after Infinity Wars, what's going to happen to Thor? He's just going to return to Asgard? He's going to go live a life of peace with Jane?
I have no idea what would happen after. The scope for that is so huge, you know? And
there's still, like, there's 9 realms. Midgard is Earth. Asgard. Jotunheim. We've explored somewhat of the Dark Elves world. So that's still 5 worlds left to really get a grip on.
Thor ages in the comics. It's not a big deal if he's able to actually play it, but
yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. said it was either Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or the second Thor movie where they live like 5,000 years. Somebody on fucking Tumblr, I think it was, did math, and pretty much Loki's going through his kind of 17-year-old emo-ish phase in the movies at that time. So.
But I can't imagine a Thor franchise without Hiddleston. He brings so much to the table, and actually, I can't wait to see the deleted scenes in the Avengers that he apparently filmed.
The second one?
Yeah, it's not in the movie, but
it'll be on the Blu-ray.
Idris Elba had mentioned that both he and Loki were in the Avengers, so
probably just something small then.
Yeah, having seen the movie, I know that he's not in there, but for sure they're going to be some type of deleted. Maybe even, like, they'll have a special feature leading into Ragnarok or something with him. But, yeah, I can't imagine. I can almost imagine Thor without Hemsworth, but I can't imagine it without Tom.
Well, since right now Loki is Odin, I can't remember where Odin's at. I don't remember if he died or not in the last one. But I think his treachery will reveal itself in the third movie, and Thor himself will just get so pissed off at something because Loki could have stopped it that he'll just kill himself somewhere along the lines. Which I kind of think that'll be good. It gives another character some more space to jump in there and pick up where Hemsworth and Hiddleston won't be able to carry it past the third Thor movie.
Yeah, as much as I love the cinematic universe as is, I'm actually looking forward to these characters retiring and getting some new ones. I know the Captain Marvel one is going to be interesting.
It gives them more to work around, since they've used that character, we already know what it's like, and the cinematic universe isn't like the comics where you can reboot it every 5 years.
Yeah, especially Kevin Feige has said on record many times that rather than going the reboot route, they'd go the James Bond route and just recast and everything that happened. That would be interesting, but also probably shunned as well. I think rather instead of seeing something like that, I'd rather just see new characters. Ant-Man's a step in the right direction, for one.
Oh, I heard it. Speaking of Ant-Man, I heard he was going to be in Civil War as well.
Yeah, they released a cast list that's pretty impressive.
Vision's going to be in the
just about everybody.
I don't know how much you orgasm over him.
Vision's awesome. I could talk for 20 minutes right now about how awesome Vision is.
Well, that's too bad. We got other topics to cover, so we'll finish this tangent and then move on.
Yeah. Surprisingly enough, the only really character that is not on that is Spider-Man.
That's probably just because they haven't got a definite actor for him yet.
I would hope that that's the case, because Spider-Man plays such a vital role in the Civil War comic arc that it would be stupid to go out of your way to get that character and then not include him in it.
True.
I mean, at that point, he's older, he's aged.
He's more experienced, we don't have to go through his origins for the third time in 2 decades.
But they're still going forward with the high school Peter Parker, which would be different from the comic Civil War, but
well, there's already going to be slight differences. I mean, but, Ultron was made by Stark, not Pym, so
I like the differences.
I think it'll work better with him in high school. It'll explain why he can't spend all of his time being a hero. Possibly why he couldn't help during the first Avengers. And during Age of Ultron.
And then you know another thing about the new characters? As much as I'm looking forward to Thor 3, I'm looking forward to Guardians 2 a lot more. Because despite being part of this phase, it was on its own, it's its own thing. Eventually they're going to have to cross over because Drax kills Thanos. But for now, I just like that it's so vastly different. And it's just not part... Like, I didn't have to see Tony Stark make a cameo. Or Nick Fury. I just watched a Marvel movie that did its own thing.
Fury was in... Was he in Iron Man 1?
Yeah.
And he was in Iron Man 2. He was in Captain America. First Avenger, I believe, at the end. He was in Avengers. Because he signed a 9-picture deal. So eventually he's going to die... I think he's running already 6 or 5 of them already. Civil War will push that up. Ant-Man, he'll probably have a cameo in.
Yeah, unfortunately. And when I say unfortunately, I just mean, like, I'm looking forward to this origin tale. I'm looking forward to it being kind of its own thing, like Guardians was. And depending on what type of crossover they have between the universes, could get annoying. If it's just like a small mention, then I don't think I'll be bugged by that. But what made the cinematic universe so great and unique is starting to annoy me a little bit with it being so vast and everything's connected. And I don't want to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That show sucks. I don't want to watch it. I don't want it to tie into the Avengers.
I'll admit, it's a weaker show than Arrow and The Flash right now. I think the problem is 22 episodes a season gives them way too long to work the characters and arcs in. I would say 16 would be a good amount of episodes.
Well, yeah, and if I were to have my way, no show would have more than 13 episodes total per season.
Gets to the point.
I mean, that's sort of the cable standard, and I think it's better. But a lot of people accuse me of not liking network shows because they can't be gritty. But that's not the case. A lot of my favorite shows were network shows. You have Buffy, you have Angel, Supernatural, still one of my favorite shows. It's on a network. It doesn't follow tropes. The one thing that I really disliked about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. the first time around, I gave it 4 episodes and then I quit watching it. Each episode, it just felt like CSI.
Starting out, yeah, because they were trying to put pieces together.
But, I mean,
were trying to weld an arc together from nothing.
It just felt like, here's some agents and now they're doing agent stuff. Whereas, you know, if we're watching CSI or something, it's like, here's some cops and now they're doing cop shit. And then, oh, everything's wrapped up and there's not really any arc to cross over to the next episode. You're just watching cases of the week, essentially, which isn't always a bad thing, and it's a good technique for filler, but that's the entire show at first. And another thing that annoys me is how there's always music going on in the background, and Arrow does that too.
Yes, I agree. I hate that as well.
It really looks more like a soap opera in presentation than it does a superhero story.
I would actually rather they just cut all the background music unless it's, like, justified within the scene. Like, you walk into a nightclub, of course there's going to be music.
And it ambiance, too. Like, you need an ambiance. But
when I'm fine with background noise.
If it doesn't ever stop, and that's one contributing factor that I actually dislike about Arrow, and I don't know if that's what's keeping me from actually catching up on that show or not, because I think...
It's worth catching up on.
How many times have I told you I'm going to catch up on it this weekend?
And you know, something else.
Over the last 8 months, probably, since I started talking to you about Arrow.
Well, if you want to watch The Flash, you're going to have to catch up on Arrow.
Yeah. And, well, here's the thing. I got on Hulu to actually see how many episodes of The Flash there were. And it starts at episode 4 or something. So I'm going to have to wait for The Flash to end up on Netflix anyway. So I'll have time to catch up. And that's going to be my summer project, is Arrow and The Flash for sure. Because I wanted to ask you about Grodd. Was Grodd on this week like he was supposed to be? Was it awesome?
Yes, he was.
Was it awesome? It looked awesome.
It was pretty good. It was not the Grodd from the comic books. I don't want to spoil too much. He doesn't actually talk. Like, he has basic words, but he's more a psychic.
Okay.
But he's still a gorilla, so he's still able to fight more physically than a human could. So he's a threat on two planes. But the Flash has just a very excellent job of welding the arcs together. Like, at first it seems all these metahumans are just random events caused by the accelerator exploding at the beginning. But then, I can't give too much away, but... Oh, Harrison Wells is a good character. He's worth watching the show for.
I'm gonna watch it, but... Something that I had heard mentioned, and I don't know if it's true or not, but they were treating Grodd as kind of a sort of a red herring for the Reverse Flash.
Kind of, sort of. He does tie into the Reverse Flash.
So are they using him to...
But I think they're setting Grodd up to be the major antagonist of either the second or third season.
Okay. Because if Grodd was just going to be a temporary villain of the week scenario, that was going to bug me, because that character plays a lot more of a main villain role in the Flash comics and history, and they certainly spent a long time building him up based on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing. I haven't watched the show yet, but I knew Grodd was on and they were building towards his appearance. It's been something that I've been pretty stoked for, and I'm excited for. But, you know, since we're talking about the Flash, why don't we jump over to this Legends of Tomorrow Flash spinoff?
Yes.
I'm going to say that I'm a little disappointed.
I am as well.
Considering the cast that they put together is just essentially a bunch of one-off characters from the Flash instead of... Now, maybe I was setting myself up for disappointment because I had assumed Booster Gold would be in it based on the cast.
I thought Rip Hunter was a Booster Gold, or his son or something. At least I read something I thought like that. Anyway, go on.
Well, I'm going by the Prison Break dudes are in it, and...
Yes, on that topic, I'm extremely disappointed that they are in this, because... Fucking Dominic Purcell, he's Captain Cold, right?
I haven't watched it, I can't tell.
I think so. But his performance as Captain Cold to me is just amazing. Like, he feels like an actual threatening human villain. And now they're booting him off to this fucking Legends of Tomorrow. And I still want him to have appearances on The Flash, though, because he's just that effective of a threat to a metahuman.
Well, I mean... This Legends of Tomorrow is like a collection of both heroes and villains, so he'll probably still have that villainous attitude, I guess. But I don't know, man.
I just don't want the Legends of Tomorrow to push him away from the Flash.
That's probably
in the comics. He's a major part of his Rogues Gallery, so.
I feel like the Flash was very successful. I mean, it was the highest rated show on the CW in the history of the CW.
So Flash is just an awesome hero in general.
I feel like they maybe rushed into this and just got as many Flash references onto the show as possible, whereas they could have just used Brandon Routh.
They should have waited till the second season of Flash to start on this show.
And there's always the possibility that this show might be a summer show and the people might still make appearances periodically throughout the Flash as well.
I guess it could work. If Rip Hunter, if I read right, if he is the son of Booster Gold or some future Booster Gold, maybe he's just pulling them from different time streams together. But Brandon Routh, I do like his portrayal of Adam, even though it is almost nothing like the actual Adam.
I like the suit design, but I wasn't sure I liked him in it. From the pictures, he looked more like a cosplayer.
It's pretty much DC's Iron Man armor. I hope in the future they give him the size-changing abilities, or they make him more like Captain Atom.
Well, if you do the size-changing abilities, you're going to look like you're ripping off Ant-Man, which Marvel is now going to put out as well. So maybe they're doing it on purpose to differentiate from Marvel.
Well, they have to give it some actual, because his character is Ray Palmer, who is the Atom in the comics. So you got to put something in there that really connects the comic book character in the TV universe character, other than just, oh, the suit is named ATOM.
I haven't seen it, so I can't share your anger.
You need to freaking watch it!
How is it as far as tone? Is it super dark? The Flash?
No. In the one of the crossover episodes, Oliver notes that Barry City is happy and bright compared to Starling City, which is grim and dark. Death around every corner.
Which is sort of the MO for DC anymore, and I'm kind of getting sick of it.
The Flash is definitely more lighthearted, but I feel that the threats on the Flash so far are more life-threatening, but they're still in a more lighthearted way than anybody Arrow's faced.
Well, that's interesting. That the overall tone would be lighter, but then have more gripping villains.
Well, if I remember correctly, they presented it as Barry City didn't have much of a mafia or political corruption, and then the accelerator just exploded and gave these people powers, and that's really when the city started to become dark. But since Barry got his powers at the same time, even though he spent 9 months in a coma, he still can fight back and keep his city a whole lot safer.
So the description that you just gave me sounds a lot like Static Shock.
Kinda, sorta. It would be nice for Static to... I would rather see him in the Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, they have so many... if you have Static Shock, right, you now have a black character. Which, I mean, the world we live in now, it has to be diverse. Or someone on Twitter is gonna bitch. And two, despite... I mean, that sounded like I was being kind of reverse racist there, but that's not true. I love Static Shock, and I'd love to see Static Shock portrayed.
Reverse racist? That sounds like you're for diversity when you say reverse racist.
Well, yeah, but that's like,
which is
if you're only adding a black character so that people don't bitch on Twitter, that's reverse racism. Is sort of what I meant.
Okay,
there.
Okay.
But you have a cool character who's diverse,
and I would like Static to be one of the main characters.
I want Booster Gold, and that might still, I guess, happen. Maybe.
I'm gonna look that up right now. Keep talking.
Booster Gold is pretty awesome. There's a lot of really cool secondary, but then again, you have this Teen Titans show on TNT that
is gonna detract from Flash and Arrow.
They might be having some characters that we are looking for out of these shows end up on the TNT show, but there hasn't been much of a development with any of that so far. I haven't seen the Cable.
What I've read, or what I just looked up, he is a time traveler, but he's not Booster Gold. He's a friend of Booster Gold, though. So it's maybe they have Booster Gold in store on another show. So maybe Teen Titans already has him, or Gotham, or somehow.
Some type of possible future scenario where Booster might show up. And Booster
being a time travel, they might be able to still salvage the characters on Flash. Dominic Purcell as Captain Cold. Oh, is this his voice? I love it.
I think Purcell was the guy from Blade. I really liked him in Blade Trinity, but other than that, I haven't really ever seen too much of the guy.
I could probably fall asleep to an audiobook that he's reading me. His voice is just so calming. Even though he's giving, like, really powerful threats.
He worked so well as Dracula, and that was, like, 10 years ago at this point, but he worked...
What was he, Dracula?
He played Dracula in Blade Trinity, actually, as sort of the arc.
Okay, I'm going to have to rewatch that, then.
Yeah, he's Dracula. Other than the one scene where he goes into a sex shop and there's a dildo that's, like, looks like Dracula.
I hate that about every fucking vampire movie. They gotta have sex everywhere! Why can't they just not have sex in a vampire movie?
Well, the concept was that he went into this place and he's kind of questioning his existence and whatnot. He's having like some sort of existential meltdown, and he goes into this shop, and then there's this dildo that looks like Dracula, and then So it kind of hits home for him, the type of world that he's in right now and how different it is. And it's that, despite the fact, when I say that he walks into a dildo, like he walks into a sex shop and sees a dildo of himself, it sounds stupid, but...
What did he expect to find in a sex shop?
He didn't know what a sex shop was. He's new to...
How old was Dracula?
Dracula is frozen in time.
Okay, right? I haven't seen the movie in a while, so I'm sorry.
Just, okay, so, I mean, it's not like he's been around forever. He's sort of unfrozen, and not frozen, but I mean, he's in...
So he's kind
of
Captain American himself to...
Yeah, just not really frozen. He's already...
Instead of 70 years, probably like 700.
Hibernation, essentially. But, yeah, I thought he did really good in that movie, and a lot of fans of the first two movies weren't really into Blade Trinity, but
well,
I
feel
it.
At that point, Wesley Snipes was Blade?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of getting a huge ego and kind of becoming a Will Smith.
He was,
of
dude.
That time.
He was, actually. There's this hilarious interview that Patton Oswalt did about that movie where he was talking about what kind of a diva Wesley Snipes was while shooting, and that he actually only did the close-up stuff. And
I heard rumors or read something about that. He pretty much spent most of his time in his trailer.
And he would fuck with David Goyer a lot because he, for some reason, just hated David Goyer. And a lot of people, a lot of comic book fans hate Goyer too, though, so, I mean, it's fitting. But the story Patton said was that there was one day on set that everyone just got to wear their regular clothes. You could dress however you wanted to dress for the scene. And, like, the one black guy there was wearing a shirt that was, like, kind of urban and kind of, like, black people-y. And then Snipes came out of the trailer and started to fight with people because he was, like, flipping out that they dressed the black guy up like a token black guy. And it was... The whole story is just really funny, but disappointing because I love those movies so much. But on that note, I thought Kirk Sticky Fingers Jones did a really good job as Blade on Blade the Series. That was an unappreciated show.
I never watched that show.
It's really good. It's really ahead of its time.
Is it animated or...?
No, this is a live-action show. It was on Spike TV. They canceled it after the one season, not because it was bad or did bad ratings, but because it was really expensive to produce. So, I mean, it was ahead of its time. If that's a show that if it was canceled for those reasons right now, it would be picked up on Netflix for season two. It's just one of those mid-2000s shows that was just slightly...
Speaking of Netflix shows, I think that'd be the best way to get Punisher back in the game.
I agree 100%. I want Punisher
on Netflix.
And
I want Thomas Jane back as Punisher.
I think Tom Jane would do it, too. He did that short film.
Yeah, he's been wanting to do it for, like, another... since the first movie that he did.
The reason... He left the sequel to The Punisher because he didn't like the script. And I guess if you're gonna really analyze the movie, he was right. It only made $4 million. It was a total bust.
Wait, it only made $4 million
max? Yeah.
That I gotta...
Yeah, man, it did very bad.
Maybe its opening weekend did $4 million, but there's no way it totaled...
Something like that. I mean, if you only make $4 million on your opening weekend, there's going to be a huge drop-off.
Yeah, that's true.
There's not many people looking for your movie. But, yeah. I liked the sequel, and I thought Ray Stevens did a really good job as sort of... The Punisher really doesn't ever change too much with his attitude, but the presentation of Frank Castle changes throughout. The Warzone comics especially are different than the regular Punisher comics. So.
Holy fucking shit.
What?
It says the box office, 10.1 million. You were not far off. Holy shit!
Yeah, so... I was there, opening night. I watched
Holy
that movie
shit.
The day it came out, and I thought it was awesome.
Holy shit.
But not having Jane definitely...
I can't get over that!
Yeah, it was a total flop. It was a huge bust, and that's why Marvel now has the Punisher back, because they didn't see any money in the character anymore. But Marvel
Holy
will
shit.
Do something with it. Yeah.
$10 million!
Yeah. I told you so.
Alright, I think we should move on to our next topic, because we kept going off to the side.
It's still comic booky, but I think the tone of DC Comics in general...
Go on.
Go on?
I was going to say, let's continue with Marvel and go to the next one, but whatever, fuck it.
I just have things in a
Nah, I'm not too picky anymore.
That's fine. The thing about these podcasts is that you can try to be as specific as possible with your layout and your pre-production, but when you start to sit down and just bullshit, it's going to go all over the place. We tried for years to try to figure out a way to keep that from happening. So, whatever. Fuck it. You're still listening, I think, and if you're not, fuck you. I think Batman versus Superman, the tone, it's too dark.
Still have not watched the trailer.
It's Watchmen dark. All right, you're going to have to watch the trailer at some point.
Well, since I'm here, after we do the podcast, we'll
I'm actually, it. Everything that I'm talking about, I'm going to post on Brainbuster Online with a little side piece. I'm going to put trailers, everything that we talk about, photos and everything. So if you listeners want to see what Eric hasn't seen yet, you can just go to brainbusteronline.com.
Maybe I'll check out the site too.
But the trailer's so fucking dark, man. And I don't like it. It doesn't look like a movie that you could take your kids to.
All I know is there's just... I think Batman's flying through, like, water or something with his mech suit. And then there's a line, something about you can bleed. Yeah, that seems pretty dark. And... since I really haven't seen the trailer, I don't know. I gotta go on what you've said.
Starts off, there's a statue, and it looked like Superman. I'd have to double check, but he's like holding the world on his shoulders. I'm pretty sure it's the top of the
Daily Planet.
Daily Planet building. And it says there's like red graffiti on it that says "False Gods." So the people have turned on Superman at this point.
Some.
Based on the destruction. And then
he didn't really save the world.
You see Bruce Wayne staring all fucking awesome. I'll give you that. Bruce Wayne looks awesome because...
you just know it's Ben Affleck underneath the mask.
So. Ben Affleck's awesome. But you see Bruce Wayne. You don't even see him in the mask yet. He's kind of staring. He looks a little off-hinge. He's a little older. They're doing the older Frank Miller Superman, which is good. Kind of Michael Keaton-y in the sense that he's like... it just shows him sitting there waiting for shit to go down. Which I liked. About the Burton films as well. And then you see the suit, and then he's in a mech suit, and then he's asking Superman if he can bleed, and then it ends with him saying, "You will bleed." It looks really cool and all, but just the tone, I'm sick of seeing dark DC, light.
Like, well, this is only their second cinematic movie. I mean, in the universe there.
Well, they're trying to create this universe now, but I mean... the Dark Knight trilogy was dark. Not as dark as what this looks like, but it was dark. I guess you could say that their attempt at the lighter movie with the Green Lantern was a total fucking turd of shit.
I just think that if Parallax had not been the villain, if they would have kept it to somebody on Earth, kept him there, and then the second movie had him go meet the Guardians and that, it would have done a lot better. Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern was good.
Here's something that... I can say about the Green Lantern that I can't say about a lot of movies. I stopped watching it, and I've never gone back to finish it. All these years. Dude, I pirated that movie when it came out. Opening weekend, I got that movie. Actually, my wife and I, our first date, she came over to my apartment, and we were watching that movie. And then I just, like, shut it off.
Because you're sure you two weren't making out halfway through it? That's why?
No, it was just bad. I would...
I have the director's cut on my hard drive. We'll watch it.
That movie has a director's cut?
Yeah, it just adds in more of his father getting killed in the plane crash and what inspires him to be a pilot.
I'm always for director's cuts because I'll cite Daredevil. A lot of people hate Daredevil. A lot of people say Daredevil sucks.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't suck. Right? We're going to get off. I could argue Daredevil for the next 20 minutes. But the fact of the matter is, I've only seen the director's cut. And that movie's fucking beautiful. And every time that I've given that director's cut out to people to watch, their opinions change immediately. And in fact, my one buddy just watched it for the first time. He never even bothered watching any of the theatrical cuts over the years. Just went out, finally decided to watch Daredevil, got the director's cut. And it, just like me, in his opinion, it's one of the best comic book movies ever made.
Maybe a decade ago.
Still good, man. It holds up. If you go back and you look at the theme of that movie, that Marvel has been remaking that movie every fucking year.
The best thing about that movie was Michael Clark Duncan as Kingpin.
Kingpin's pretty awesome, I'll give you that. The weakest part is Elektra, and the fact
definitely that yes, I'll agree with that.
They went with that as the follow up, and that's goofy to me. Our knees keep touching like we're gay.
Well, your table's really small, but who played Bullseye?
Colin Farrell.
I feel he did a pretty good job of definitely being freaking crazy.
It was good. Overall, it was good. It wasn't
because normally he takes serious roles, and he just got to be.
It was a perfect blend of dark and gritty plus superhero tropes and.
So maybe I don't think the movie's as bad as I remembered it.
I mean, it's not Fantastic Four bad, and I actually like the Fantastic Four too.
Those were decent movies. Definitely better than the freaking reboot coming up.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't even want to talk about it. Fuck everybody involved with that. I hope they die in a plane crash. I hope they fucking died the same way the Big Bopper did.
Who?
The Big Bopper. You know, La Bamba, all those people. Those idiots. Right, fuck that. They all, they're stupid. And I forget that sometimes I can't make references to you because the world didn't exist before 2002 to you.
No, it did not.
But,
all right, do we have anything more on Batman?
Nah, I just don't like the tone. I just think they're going the wrong way about it. It's going to be awesome, but they're going to prevent themselves from making money. They're not going to make Marvel money like they think they're going to.
So then the third movie is going to have to be light and.
And Jason Momoa looks awesome as Aquaman.
He looks awesome, but his attitude right now is fuck Marvel. When they're setting the bar pretty damn high.
They're setting the bar pretty high, but, I mean, you have to do that. Iron Man, when Iron Man came out, Tony Stark, fucking Robert...
RDJ is Tony Stark.
Was like...
No other... The next actor they get to play him, everyone will just hate.
I agree, but what I'm saying is in the media, he said literally, fuck DC Comics, was a quote.
When The Dark Knight was coming out, and then that proved him wrong.
So, I mean, there you go. He's just being... But, he's being a company man.
But he at least had one movie under his belt. Jason Momoa, this is his first major thing, and he's already got this attitude.
Jason Momoa was in Game of Thrones, man. Let's give credit where credit's due. And he did stuff before that, too.
This is his biggest role yet. Yeah, and it's only going to be like a cameo.
This is a guy who's finally getting his dues, but he's fucking awesome.
His attitude, though, is going to ruin it for him.
I don't know.
Because when this movie flops, as you think it will...
I just think that the tone... Aquaman should be dark, first of all. If there's any character that deserves a dark story, it's Aquaman. There's so many actual dark story plots that they could do with him.
He's the one that makes sense. I don't know if people would sit and watch a movie.
Dragging Superman into that dark of a realm is uncharacteristic. And I know some comics do it, and Frank Miller did The Dark Knight Returns, and that's what this is based off of, so it has to be dark too. But just seeing Superman in such a dark and gritty environment doesn't make sense. Conversely, I'll argue with myself, Superman Returns was a piece of shit, and they did everything they could to make it a lighthearted, old-school Superman, and that movie sucked.
It was probably because they disregarded the, third and fourth?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people do. Most people don't like those movies.
But still, after 20, 30 years...
I didn't like Brandon Routh as... the character. I just actually...
That's pretty much who he's playing in Arrow, so...
It's just I didn't like... He didn't look right as Superman. They tried too hard to make him Christopher Reeves. And by the 2000s, Superman is... He's a bulked up badass, okay? He's not just like skinny fucking guy in a cape. They struck gold with Christopher Reeve. The first two movies are good, but to try to recreate that was silly. And you know.
I think they just struck gold because they made a Superman movie.
Here's the thing. Brandon got that. Well, I'm assuming he got that role because of this. I remember reading an article in Playboy about how.
Why were you looking at Playboy?
Well, probably because I was masturbating. I don't know. And I happened to come across the Superman article that caught my interest.
Don't let your wife hear this.
Oh, she knows.
Anyway, but go on.
Don't sidetrack me. Got my awesome Breaking Bad cell phone ringer there interrupting this. But they talked about how they had to edit out his package in the movie. So he's like, apparently he's really well hung. He has a huge dick. And
well, that explains how he got Felicity and Arrow.
No, that explains how he got the Superman role because Bryan Singer's a homo. So Bryan Singer obviously only cast the guy who, I mean, I like him personality wise, but ultimately as an actor, he's not very good.
Didn't he give us the X-Men movie that like he fixed all the errors that X2 and X3 created?
Yeah, but also he sucks though, because you have a shitty X-Men movie, you have a shitty X-Men sequel. He's involved in part with the shitty X-Men trilogy. He leaves, and then
he started it. He kind of set the tone for the second one, but the third one was entirely somebody else's fault.
Yeah, but
Origins wasn't his baby. Wolverine wasn't his baby either.
Okay, and we can talk about how those movies are awful too. But I mean, we're beating a dead horse. But
yeah, we do have other topics.
You have Superman Returns was awful. LA, the dude's not very good, and as much as I do admit, I went into Days of Future Past expecting to hate it, wanting to hate it, being pleasantly surprised. We'll see how things go in the next one with Age of Apocalypse. But ultimately, he's not very good.
Age of Apocalypse? It's just Apocalypse.
No, it's called Age of Apocalypse.
Really?
It's based off of the Age of Apocalypse.
They just did Age of Ultron. Now they're doing Age of Apocalypse.
Oh, that's stupid. But whatever.
Next topic.
We have Hugh Jackman there. We're sort of on topic finally. With him leaving the role of Wolverine. And frankly,
It works that he's leaving the role, because RDJ is going to stop being Tony Stark eventually. Chris Evans is going to stop being Captain America. Hemsworth will stop being Thor. So it just, the natural passage of time.
I'm wondering if they're going to do the death of Wolverine for this next movie.
Hopefully.
That would give them an out to kill him.
Because people are tired of seeing him as a main character in the films, even though in Days of Future Past, he wasn't a main character. He just like kind of got the plot going.
His inclusion in that movie was annoying. It was like basically saying, hey, we only care about Logan. Because the Days of Future Past story
arc, they didn't like that Ellen Page is a lesbian.
Well, who does? I mean, she's, you're right, not, I that, don't. She's not that attractive anyway.
I think she's very attractive. No. But
but Days of Future Past isn't centered on Wolverine. The original comic arc has little to nothing to do with him. And I will admit that they changed it for the cartoon from our childhood, the 90s X-Men. And that was about Wolverine. Wolverine was going to go back in time to kill Wolverine, but Bishop didn't trust him, so Bishop knocked him out, and then Bishop went.
I have no idea why Wolverine would volunteer to kill himself. Does he not know what would happen?
So, that's the extent of Wolverine's inclusion in Days of Future Past. But again, he became essentially one of the main characters of that movie.
He started off one of the main characters, and then he slid into a secondary character before in the finale.
Just typical Fox. No, even then he was still a secondary Wolverine character. But I don't know. I think if they go the route of actually killing him, that would be interesting.
How do you kill a guy with an adamantium skeleton? And, well, I guess Days of Future Past, he no longer has adamantium in him, but he's still regenerative. The Days of Future Past ended with him being drowned in the Potomac for at least several hours, and he recovers from that. So,
well,
how do you kill him?
I haven't read the comic yet, because I took a break with comic books over the winter, because I don't want to pirate comics. I stopped pirating comics a while ago. I don't like to read them on a screen, and it's an industry I still like to support.
It is kind of annoying reading them on a screen.
So I made trips to the comic shop last summer, sort of weekly. I would take my daughter. It turned into like a family thing. So it's something that I'm actually looking forward to getting back into now that the weather's good, but due to the bad weather, I sort of stopped reading the comics because I didn't want to pirate them. So I'm not privy on the story, but there's some source material there. I'm sure that it could do it.
But it would probably, because after the next X-Men movie and then Wolverine after that, I imagine Fox is going to let the rights go back to Marvel.
I can't imagine that happening at all.
Because with most of the characters not reprising those roles,
just recast them, man. Look what Sony did with Spider-Man. Recast it. Fuck it.
Well, the first Amazing Spider-Man was pretty good. It was building up to something better, but if the second one just hadn't included fucking Goblin Jr. in it...
I liked it. it was different enough that we were seeing characters again, but it felt fresh. It was different. It wasn't.
It was Spider-Man 3 rehashed.
It wasn't, though. It really wasn't the way they did it.
It was an elemental villain with fucking Goblin Jr. versus Spider-Man. The only thing they didn't include was the symbiote, but they had, I do believe they had a mention of it, of Venom in there.
But they had Rhino, and Rhino's pretty badass, despite the stupid suit.
Yeah, I didn't like the mechanical suit.
Yeah.
They should have gone the way of kind of making him a non-flying Superman in a Rhino suit.
You know what I would have done? Since
like in the 90s cartoon.
Since they felt the need to destroy that suit, I would have made him some sort of genetic lab experiment gone wrong where he actually is kind of half human, half Rhino.
Yeah, that could work.
That's how I
think that's actually what the 90s show did.
That's how I would have done it. I don't remember. I would have liked to see...
I definitely would have liked to see the Venom solo movie, but I also would like to have seen Scorpion.
Yeah.
Much better than Goblin Jr.
I don't know how the Sinister Six was going to play out, so I'm kind of glad that that's not working.
Yeah, I didn't want to see those six team up, but, I mean, Scorpion as a villain, I would have loved to see... And the Spider Slayers.
Depends who has their hands on it. Really, it just depends on who has their hands on it.
Well, now that Marvel has it, I have got more faith in it. I really wish, though, that they would have let Andrew Garfield pick up.
Yeah, I agree.
They could have just said that was canon, because they were going to include the Oscorp Tower in the skyline of the Avengers, so they were already going to weld them two together. Why not just continue that?
I don't know, but... I agree, Garfield did a pretty good job, but I think maybe just by comparison, Garfield seemed like a really great Spider-Man because Tobey, by the third film, was a terrible Spider-Man. So it was just, comparing the two, Garfield got the character right, whereas Tobey and Raimi did not with the sequels.
Even in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, he was doing good, but just I think the one thing that killed that movie was including the Green Goblin in it. They should have built him up for the third movie as the main and only villain.
I kind of agree with that.
I was okay with Rhino having appearance at the beginning, possibly a bit in the middle, and then at the end. But the fact there were two major villains taking up screen time just ruined it.
Paul Giamatti kicked ass. You gotta give credit to that. Paul Giamatti kicked ass.
I don't really care for his acting.
Oh, fuck you. You're just trying to get me going, get me wound up. Because Paul Giamatti's awesome.
What's next?
I think we covered just about everything, except... see, now this last one, this is a good segue to my Bruce Jenner bullshit. But, Marvel changing Iceman. And...
a character who's been in the comics for 40, 50 years straight... Didn't he date Kitty Pryde, and he was going to date Rogue or something?
He doesn't have a lot of lasting relationships.
And then he comes out as, oh, I like guys.
Yeah, so Iceman's gay now, because being gay in comic books is the new version of killing a character for interest, because now we live in a world in 2015 where we have to diversify everything. We have to take established characters, and guess what? They're gay.
Well, when you mess with established characters, you're opening just... the scope would be like planets collapsing in on themselves. But if you would make a new character and then slowly inch his way up to on par with older characters and have a fascinating personality and then reveal he's gay, it could work.
Well, before I continue, I'm just going to say that I support gay people 100%. I don't see them as different in any way. I would march the Capitol for gay rights.
I agree with that, but I'm just too lazy to march.
But, this world that we live in now, where the inclusion of gays has to happen in everything, and this isn't the first, this isn't like earth-shattering, alright? We've had gay characters over the last couple of years. DC's New 52 did it with the Green Lantern, but instead of having any balls and...
Alan Scott, though, but turning, him being an older Green Lantern, it's not as impacting as Iceman.
Yeah, but it seems too needy. It seems like they're like, hey, come on, you gay people can like comic books too. Look, we have gay characters now. Look, check this out. Over here, this is
no
the gay
sense.
Section. We have a gay section for you, for the homos out there.
Okay, I won't say it makes no sense. It makes very little sense. Yeah, he's had failed relationships, but what guy hasn't?
I guess we're all homosexuals.
Apparently.
But it's poor writing, and it's just a bad reflection of the times that we live in. Because comic books, believe it or not, have always reflected the times that we live in a lot better than people expect them to.
Well, they have to draw on their audience and keep them entertained.
People from the outside probably wouldn't realize how socially aware comic books are. But with these new gay characters, or gay coming out of characters, it just screams...
We want to grab your attention for right now, and that's it.
Right. It's just,
it's not even relevant to the... It might be relevant for one or two story arcs, but it won't be anything major. So why make such a huge change to him?
And even then, why is there a need to change? Remember the comic book code? Where that shit, that shit didn't matter. That didn't exist in the comic books. What sexuality and stuff like that? It's all part of the code. Why can't we still have that? I mean, now people are gonna be like, oh, you're stupid. Comic book code's dumb. Characters have to have sex because what else am I gonna masturbate to? Because I'm a fucking 50-year-old virgin who lives in my mom's basement. Well, fuck you too, guy. But
I understand that even comic book characters need to get some release, but maybe just imply it that, hey, you know, these two characters hooked up, like, last week. Are they in a relationship now or not? But don't just be like, oh, yeah, I had sex with so-and-so.
Unless it's going to become a major part, I don't need the guy who's also gay. Like, that's how this looks to me. It's like, oh, man, Iceman, check that shit out. Dude, he has an ice bridge there. And, hey, did you know he was gay? Like, I'm Iceman, and I'm in the X-Men, and also, I'm gay. Like, that's...
That is pretty much what the picture I saw with the article pretty much said.
Which is insulting to me as a reader. It's insulting because it insults my intelligence.
They're just going to reboot it in a few years, and he's going to be straight again.
It's stupid. It's fucking stupid. You know what else is stupid? Bruce fucking Jenner and these transgendered people.
I hate gay people, but I'm gonna be a female, but I wanna be called a him.
You wanna know something about Bruce Jenner?
Piece of shit. Bruce, him and all the Kardashians.
Bruce Jenner murdered people a couple months ago, and no one even gives a fuck. Bruce Jenner, with his vehicle, committed manslaughter, and all anyone wants to talk about is how happy he is becoming a woman, and how this is such a big story. He's a fucking murderer.
Isn't he like 50? Shouldn't he have realized this like 20, 30 years ago?
He's 65 years old, okay? And he did.
Even worse.
According to this stupid interview, which I had to sit through because God forbid my wife not fucking suck me into anything Kardashian related. All right, seriously. I have to sit through all that bullshit. Getting rid of cable is the best fucking decision I ever made because I very rarely have to see anything Kardashian or Real Housewife related ever. But he's 65 years old, and they're treating him as like he's like this fucking hero to transgendered individuals. The dude waited until it was safe. It's 2015. If this was 30 years ago and he became a woman, then I'd be impressed. But you're not a fucking hero for waiting until you're 65 years old and society's gonna tout you as a hero instead of beat you down with a tire iron and murder you for being different. Right, because that's the days that we used to live in, and that's a product of the time. If he was brave enough to be transgendered in the 70s, I might see him maybe being touted.
Yeah, especially after he just won the gold Olympics for, I think it was swimming at the time. If he would have been like, hey, you know, I want to be a female. That would have seemed all the better. He probably could have started the craze earlier, and we would actually be more accepting of gays now.
You know, the awful thing is I couldn't tell you what gold medal he won or for what sport.
I think it was for a swimming event.
But I can tell you that he's a transgendered person. I know that about him.
Did you read the newspaper?
I don't know why he's on a Wheaties box. But I know he was on...
He's not anything actually sports related in like
8 seasons of
years.
The fucking Kardashians. And it's just the thing, though, with... There's so many people coming out as transgendered now, and it fascinates me.
Oh, I guess it was track and field.
But it's also kind of... Isn't it, what, can't we call it a mental disorder? I know that there's some transgendered people out there, and I've always been interested in your afflictions and the stuff you go through. If there are any transgendered people listening right now who want to come and be on the Brainbuster Online show and have a real debate on whether or not what you are experiencing is a true thing or a fucking mental illness and you need to be locked up, I'll be happy to have you on. I don't buy it, is the way I can put it. It's the safest way I can say it without offending people. I'm actually buddies with someone who's transgender, and I don't know if I'm still buddies with them now.
The last time you talked to him, were you friends?
If they hear this and they hear my opinion, that I don't really buy it. I think it's something that people do because they're confused sexually, and they're coming possibly up for. You know what really bugs me is like when they're like, yeah, "I'm a woman, but I still like women."
But I hate gays.
Yeah, like Bruce Jenner did on screen.
It's no,
like,
fucking sense.
Like, don't you dare call me gay, but. Yeah, I'm a woman. I'm gonna have
a vagina, and I'm gonna put my vagina next to your vagina, and we're just gonna go at it because I don't have a penis anymore.
You know, he doesn't have a clit either.
Maybe his wife will get a penis. Maybe she already has a penis. I don't know.
I just hate them all. I want them to burn. There's a lot of people I'd like to see burn, and the Kardashians are at the top of that list.
If they weren't so slutty, they'd be hot.
Not even if they weren't so ugly, they'd be hot. I hate everything. You know what? The tiny one is kind of cute. But the other two are hideous. They're grotesque. The mother's more attractive. I would bang the mother before I bang the daughters. And there's.
I definitely wouldn't bang Kim, but the rest of them, yeah.
They've all been with black dudes, and I can't compare to that.
Not every black dude has a big dick, even though they will say that.
I'm gonna disagree. I think that's true. I don't know who to ask, but I couldn't. And
if you're a colored person and you have a tiny penis, please speak up now so he can be convinced.
Northern Cambria cherry tree honky are you that you just called them colored? 2015 called. They want their. They want to let you know that's been out of style for 50 years. All
right, fine. African American, African British, whatever the hell you want to go by.
I just
can't say the one word that would, you know, sum them up, I guess, because, I mean, they call each other that, but I'm not allowed not to seem racist. I'm not racist. I have several black friends.
You know what's the most racist thing to say is, I don't want to be racist because I have these friends, but, you know what comes after that but? Something racist. It doesn't matter what.
What was that? When I was in college, there was this guy named, we had a friend, we had a white Mexican or Spanish friend named Mike, and then we had a black friend named Mike. So Black Mike was Black Mike. And we could use the N-word at him, because he was kind of the person where he didn't do anything that you could really be mad at him for. So you're just kind of sitting there, fucking N Black Mike.
Nah. I'm not a fan of the N-word myself. I just think it's lazy. There's... I think better adjectives if you want to describe a person.
Probably.
Regardless.
I just don't like how they get to use it exclusively.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it as that either. Like, why do we? It's lazy on their part too. Like, what they're using the N-word for, they could choose different adjectives as well.
Essentially, fuck and it have, you know, they're the words with the most meanings.
But, yeah, man. I don't know how we got into that based off of Bruce Jenner. I really don't know how we got into that. Like, the Kardashians bang black dudes, and now we're into this. But that's podcasting for you.
I'm happy for Kanye.
I'm not. Like,
he got laid. He has proof that he got laid.
Probably write a song
about it.
Hopefully
he retires from music soon. And he stops attending award ceremonies.
So at that point, it's just a gimmick anyway. And I'm not entertained by it.
But next we're going to be reading about, who was, who played Electro? Jamie Foxx! We're going to start reading about him and his weird child with a weird name, and...
I don't know, man. Did
he use the name his kid Silver? Silver Fox?
Did he?
I don't know, I'm just assuming that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's a trend.
Well, lots of people name their kids stupid shit.
Didn't, James Earl or whatever the hell... The white guy from Earl.
His name's... His kid's his, Pilot Inspector.
Yeah, yeah. Pilot was, some other celebrity named their kid Apple.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's it.
Yeah, so you watch VH1, you know your shit.
Fucking weird names.
But
I think Pilot would be a pretty daring name if it wasn't Inspector after it. Like, Rebel Wilson.
I named my son after the Norse god of thunder, so I think
that's just his middle name.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah, but his first name is...
Well, I'm not saying it's not awesome, but the fact that it's not his first name... His first name draw attention as much, works better.
So awesome, too, because it's a mashup of three awesome things. Mel Gibson, Gibson guitar, and my wife's grandmother.
Oh, my God.
And if you ask any... On any other day, if you ask one of us one thing, she's always going to say it's after her grandma. But if you ask me, it's fucking Mel Gibson.
Or, I love guitar so much, I'm going to name my kid after
him. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not great at music. I'm not musically gifted. I'm not musically... Why are you making me sound like a fucking Muppet? I don't sound like a Muppet. You're the one who sounds like a Muppet.
Mel Gibson was an alright actor.
Your was is the wrong word to use is...
Back when The Patriot came out, okay, he was good. But then,
dude, everything that Mel Gibson's ever done.
Tom Cruise!
He got drunk and he bitched about the Jews. Who doesn't?
I'm sober!
I don't even need to be drunk to bitch about the Jews.
But, no, he just pulled Tom Cruise post-Scientology.
He has nothing to do with it. He's nowhere near that crazy.
Yes.
The dude got drunk, he called a woman sugar tits, which is hilarious. And a perfect...
Yeah, that'd be funny if it was Charlie Sheen. But it's not.
Charlie Sheen's drug-filled and about to die. Like, when he...
That's what makes it funny!
You know what? We're just going to agree to disagree on this one, because you don't fucking diss Braveheart in my house.
I didn't diss Braveheart. I said, towards... Like, after The Patriot came out, that's when he started going crazy.
Dude, there's so many good movies from after... Get the Gringo?
Never seen it.
Edge of Darkness?
Never seen it, but I did do some advertising for that in my class, in one of my English classes. We were having a conversation, Mel Gibson came up, and then I just suddenly ended it with, like, go see, Into the Darkness?
Yeah.
And I was like, go see Into the Darkness in this theater, is this Friday?
Dude, as a director, he's fucking great. Dude, Passion of the Christ was awesome. Apocalypto is awesome.
Well, I hate religion, so I'm automatically going to hate Passion of the Christ.
But I'm the type of person who can watch something and appreciate it for... its merits.
Good for you.
Like, I can watch that movie and be like, wow, that's a cool shot.
If we were in my house, I would offer you a cookie.
That was a nice sequence, you know? But we cannot end this show with you dissing fucking Mel Gibson, for one.
Fuck Mel Gibson.
You're stupid. I'm gonna poop on your face.
Bruce Jenner and him can fuck.
That's not funny. I don't know why you're laughing so hard at such a silly joke.
Because it's so stupid.
It's so stupid. Stupid like anyone who sat and listened to this entire podcast. I'll tell you
but
what.
We thank you anyway.
This is how we're going to wrap it up. We're going to talk about Christianity Productions and some of our future projects. About a week from now, we're about to film a documentary on...
Hopefully a week from now.
A documentary on a local video store that's still hanging in 2015. I'm reaching out to the drive-in to do a documentary about them. I have a buddy, DJ Tommy Guns, that I'll plug right now that we're looking to do a documentary about him, too. So we're going to do some educational stuff. We're going to do some fun stuff. We also have
some comedy.
Guess what? We're bringing cop drama back, motherfuckers. And I'm pretty excited about that. We're actually going to go watch the first two episodes of cop drama right now when we're done with this.
And then get the script writing.
I'm working on some comic books and everything. Anyway, I'm fucking awesome. Check out Brainbuster online frequently. We're back to making updates.
You're fucking awesome.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty great at everything that I do. ask my wife. She'll tell you.
I'm surprised they could hear us over your ego.
Well... my ego's in check now. Because everybody's fucking bringing it up.
You can click stop whenever.
I'm going to click. All right. Everybody, we'll see you later.